Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Areini Kaparas Mishkavo, and in also in memory of the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. Today we are in Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Zayin, and as we knew that we left King Achav in among the 10 tribes, and he is going ahead and really making the Avodah Zarah rather strong. Well, one of the greatest Nevi'im makes his entry onto the stage of Jewish history. And as we mentioned yesterday, we're going to learn about Eliyahu HaNavi. Well, here he is. Eliyahu gets put in this generation to help withstand the influence of Achav and Izebel, and to reach out to Achav to do tshuva. Without Eliyahu, this generation could have been a lot worse. Achav was a close friend of Chiel, the man who we learned about at the end of yesterday's Nach, and the end of Perek Tes Zayin, who went ahead and rebuilt Yericho, and he buried all his children in the process. And so Hashem sent Eliyahu HaNavi to go be a shiva called Chiel, who was a well-respected person. And Eliyahu knew that he'd be unable to hear any sort of pronouncement of Hashem, but Hashem said go, so Eliyahu went. And there he is at the shiva house, and Achav speaks harshly against Yehoshua's curse. And he said, look, Omri, well, he went ahead, but he added to a city, right? For Hashem wants cities to be built, so why does this happen? And Eliyahu explained that the sons of Chiel died because of the Avera of rebuilding Yericho. So Achav screams at him and he says, that's nuts, why would Hashem fulfill Yehoshua's curse when Moshe's curse remains unfulfilled? Moshe said, if Bnei Yisrael are going to be over the Avodah Zarah, right? Vavatem Elohim Achirim Vishach Abisem Lahem. Moshe Rabbeinu said that, and we say this as part of Kriyat Shema every day, that if we serve Avodah Zarah, there'll be no rain. So I put Avodah Zarah all over Israel, and there's so much rain, it's hard to go ahead and serve the Avodah Zarah. And so we said, what? Yeshua's curse came true, but Moshe's didn't? So Eliyahu says, you're right. He said, there'll be no rain anymore until I got rid of that decree. So maybe Achav and the nation would do tshuva. And so Eliyahu davened, and God gave him what we call the Mafteach, says the Gemara in Shabbos, in Tainus, the Mafteach to Matar. And Hashem tells Eliyahu, run away, go to Nachal Kris, drink from the Nachal, and I'll tell the Orvim, the ravens, to bring you meat. Now Eliyahu was not being sustained in a miraculous way because he wanted to partake of the Tzara of the Tzibor. He was meant to Hashem sent him the Orvin, the ravens, to know that he shouldn't be stubborn like the ravens, right? Eliyahu goes to the Nachal, and the ravens bring him bread and meat in the morning and evening, and after several days, the Nachal dries out, and there was no rain in the land. So although it was Eliyahu who made this rule, he suffered along with the people. And Hashem caused the Nachal to run dry, so Eliyahu would feel the lack of rain and have to go into an exile, as it pains Hashem to see that Am Yisrael is being left to die. This is the way Rashi understands it. So Eliyahu is told to go to Tzarfas. Since there was another city called Tzarfas, he says, Tzarfas Asher B'tzidon. And so Hashem says, you'll find a widow there, she'll take care of you, she has nothing to give you. This Tzarfatit was a tzaddikus who took from the bracha given to her own needs, and she gave it to Eliyahu. She had a tiny little bit of food left. Eliyahu was only going to take a little bread and water from her, because that's what Hashem told him to do. Now, there were a lot of Jews living in Sidom at the time, right? And this was the place where Izebel came from. And from Sidom, the core of Ra went into Achav through Izebel. So Hashem decided that's where the problem started, that's where they said the solution's going to come. And so Eliyahu goes to the city of Tzarfas. He sees the widow chopping wood. He asks her to bring some water for him to drink. He didn't know that this was the right one, but he learned from Eliezer, only one who brings him water to drink, she's the right one. And as this woman went to bring the water, Eliyahu asked her to bring him also a piece of bread. She said she had nothing at all, not even a small piece of bread. All she had was a spoon of flour in a jar and a small amount of oil. She was chopping wood to bake it for her and her son, and then they would die from starvation because there's nothing left. Right? So Eliyahu says, don't worry, you won't die. Bake for me, because that from what you have, and bring it to me. I'm starving from coming from a journey, right? And afterward, you'd make stuff for yourself and your son. There'd be enough left for everybody. Hashem said this flour and oil won't run out until it rains again. And the woman did what she was told to do, and she gave first to Eliyahu. and the three of them were able to eat the flour for over a year. And then at one point, the son in the story got very, very sick, and he was about to die. And the mother turns to Eliyahu and she says, "Look, I don't understand. Until you came to me, I was okay. Now you must have done something, because now the child is going to die. So why did you come here? Because until you came to me, I was just a regular Joe or a regular Jane. And now your actions are going to be put me to be judged a little bit deeper." Now she thought if she complained to Eliyahu, he would daven for her son. But Eliyahu said, "Give me your son." He takes the boy upstairs where he stayed, and he puts the boy out on the bed, and then he cries out to Hashem, right? And he says to Hashem, "Why are you punishing her for me? So is your anger against me so great that everyone around me is supposed to die?" And he goes ahead and he spreads himself on top of the boy to have the right kavani. He does this three times, putting his mouth on the boy's mouth and his eyes on his eyes in order to put life from his own limbs into the boy. And each time he called out to Hashem, begging him to restore life. And Hashem answers Eliyahu's tefillos and restored the life to the child. And Eliyahu brought the boy down to his mother, and he says, "Look, here's your child, he's still alive." And she says to him at the end of the parak, "Now I know you're a Nabi of Hashem." Until now she thought that that he had heard something from another Nabi, or that he did it through Kishuf. But now, the Kishuf can't bring people back to life. Kishuf, witchcraft, can't bring people back. And so she realized, wow, there's something big going on with this person. Eliyahu HaNabi is a great big person. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we're going to figure out a very major lesson of Melachim Aleph. We will head to Har HaKarmel, and we will deal with Eliyahu HaNabi over there, and we will learn about another important individual, a servant of Eliyahu, who serves Achav, whose name is Ovadia, and we're going to see the prelude to the great showdown at Har HaKarmel. Everyone have a great day.